Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Jim Galante in the house today, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. So we are back after a one-week hiatus. Greg Pickle is not here today. He's actually dealing with some fairly adult business on the home front. So it'll be 3 weeks until you hear from Greg again, 2 weeks since you heard from me. And now Jimmy G gets to hop on the air. We had some technical issues last week, but we got them all resolved.
We're all good now.
We are firing on all cylinders this week. Got a good show for you, too. We got a recap, a couple interesting news items, I think, from the weekend, including a couple signees who start classes today. And I'm very intrigued by that whole idea of kids arriving at this point in the spring. We're going to look at Julian Fleming's upcoming commitment, May 31st, where Penn State stacks up in that. We're going to dig a little bit deeper into what that all means. We're getting a resolution on an issue that's been hanging out there for a while. We're going to continue our player profile series, starting with Michael Schuster, the quarterback who I think is an interesting player to discuss now. And I guess we'll be doing Ask Dustin this week.
That's exactly it. It's right. Ask Dustin.
Greg will be back. But for now, me and Jimmy G, we're looking at these two kids arriving. Caden Wallace, who's a freshman offensive lineman. Jaquan Brisker, who's the JUCO transfer, a safety, who a lot of people are looking at. Do you have any immediate thoughts, especially about Brisker, who you see a kid who's coming in with a little bit of college experience at Lackawanna at a position that Penn State could use some depth?
Definitely. And it's interesting, Dustin. Last week with Bob Flounders and Andy, we did a segment about the kids coming in who weren't the early entries and a few of them that we were curious about. And both these names were prominent. Brisker, is he a guy who could step right in and play? And Bob brought up the history of JUCOs at Penn State. Not the greatest history right in the world, right? But I still feel like they're not going to reach out to a JUCO unless they feel it's a position of need and they think this guy has a chance to come in and play right away. Right away means either that first year or, at worst case, a second year if they have 2 years. And we all pretty much agreed that Brisker is a guy who could get right in the rotation, even if he's not a number one.
I would tend to agree with that, too, because I like what his frame looks like. I don't have the numbers in front of me from last season, but a lot of big play type takeaways and forced fumbles and just had a knack for creating plays back there, which I've felt up for a long time. Penn State needed a little bit more of that on the back end of its defense. Greg seems to believe, as we're rolling down through everybody's opinion on this situation, Greg seems to believe that Brisker is a contender to start. I don't quite believe that, mainly because I'm very high on Jonathan Sutherland. I still, frankly, don't have any idea what to make of Lamont Wade and whether we should or shouldn't expect him to play a very meaningful role or not, whether he should be considered a guy who can break out still. I don't know what to expect from him. But the bottom line to me is that there is, I believe, a need for a fourth safety at the very least. And there's potential for more. But I have a hard time believing that he's going to be better more quickly than Lamont Wade and Jonathan Sutherland. But I think that he cycles in.
Well, I believe you look at it as if you want four safeties that are capable of playing, right?
Yeah.
And it seems as if he can be one of those four. Now, whether that means he's number two, number three, number four in the pecking order, I think Garrett Taylor's number one, correct?
Yeah, I think that's a lock, yeah.
And with Sutherland, I think you need to be too deep there, and I think Brisker can be that guy. And watching his tape, the term ball hawk is one that you would seem to use. And our buddy Andrew Piché, who has this love affair with the safety positions, as we found out last week, that's the way he looked at this guy, as a ball hawk, and we do need that. And by the way, I use terms like we because I am a fan. But that Brisker appears to be a guy who will be part of the cycle. So I think he was a good get. And I want to jump on to Caden Wallace, if you don't mind.
Go for it, yeah.
Again, I'll put on my fan hat a little bit and my KSN hat. We had Caden Wallace on for an interview, and he was wonderful, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. I'm always pleasantly surprised when offensive linemen have are articulate and have a lot to say. Not to say that these are just meat and potato guys. You know, and they eat a lot of them to play on the offensive line, but not all of them are really have a lot of personality to them. Caden Wallace, I thought, presented himself so well and was just a super nice kid who clearly can flip the switch when he gets on the field. Clearly.
Exactly. But having him on and having him be such a wonderful interview sounded like a great kid, and remembering that he's a youngster, he's a high school age kid coming on the radio with us and coming across as well as he did, I start to root for the kid personally.
Yeah.
Because
isn't
you
that
feel
interesting how it goes. Yeah. And I think that's not just us. I think that is one of the beauties of having, you know, recruits come on the show. There on our end, there's a little bit of risk because, you know, not all teenagers have a lot to say, especially in a forum where they're talking to a stranger and they know it's being recorded. That's a tough thing, I'm sure. So the ones who really stand out, I feel like people do make a connection with them. People did make a connection with Sean Clifford because he was on a bunch of times. I think Jawan Johnson was on with us, I think, twice, and I think people made a connection with him. I liked Caden Wallace. I also liked Mike Miranda and Bryce Effner when we're talking about offensive lines.
They were
those
great.
Those guys were awesome too. So so I think that's what's the most fun about having these guys on, is that you can follow them with a little different feel and angle.
And when they come across as being intelligent, and if our, just to name the last member of our team, Ross Tucker, I think he will enjoy us complimenting the intelligence of offensive linemen. That can't hurt. And that's where Caden Wallace also came across as a very intelligent young man,
yeah,
which can't hurt going in to things. So both those young guys, I'm very curious to see both of them play.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by GoPSURV.com. We're talking about 2019 signees coming in, getting ready for summer, getting ready for fall. That's exactly what you should be doing, and that plan should start with GoPSURV.com. If you're looking to attend Penn State football games, if you want to spend some time up there, you show up on Friday, you leave on Sunday, you tailgate the entire time, you get a ride to and from Beaver Stadium. It's a one-stop shop. You don't have to worry about a whole lot whenever you show up there, and I do know from experience. It's GoPSURV.com. To circle back on Caden Wallace, I think he's got the right temperament. I think he's got that kind of you walk that line between a deep sense of self-belief, obviously without being cocky. That would be the last word on earth that I would use for him. But also with a certain – like the humility and confidence thing, to be able to walk down the middle of that where you're not beating yourself up, but you're not too, you know, enamored with yourself either.
Right.
Those are the athletes who I think have – you know, that type of head on their shoulders is meaningful. And I also think, you know, he's listed at right now at 6'5", about 290 pounds. He reminds me just frame-wise – athletically, I think maybe Connor McGovern might have been a little bit better athlete coming out of Lake Lehman. It's close, but he carries that weight so effortlessly, and that's what I think was always special about Connor McGovern, is that he could have been 310. I wouldn't have guessed that he was 310, just the way that he carries it. Like, frankly, you know, offensive lineman coming in at 320 pounds or 290 pounds, it's not often very good weight. You know, you have some of these guys who are a little bit on the, you know, for lack of better words, dumpy side, who need to be torn down and rebuilt. I don't really see that from Caden Wallace. I think that is an advantage coming in. I don't think he's a guy that you circle, obviously, to play as a freshman. It's rare anyway, especially when you're arriving late. But it wouldn't surprise me one bit if as a redshirt freshman, he's one of those guys that people are really excited about in the spring. Whether that translates to playing time or not, I'm not sure. I also wouldn't rule out him playing guard and or tackle. I think he can be a swing player, which only helps his chances to get on the field too.
But let's be careful, though. As an offensive lineman, we're talking the guy up and making a comparison to Connor McGovern, who did start as a true freshman, right? let's not put that kind of pressure on this kid. It's probably going to be another year or two till we see him on the field.
Yeah, I you know, when I'm speaking, and usually when you're trying to forecast a player, you're trying to compare him to somebody. Not to say that they're going to be as good as that player, but you're just looking at, okay, base skills, base frame. I see a little bit of Connor McGovern, and I think that's a big compliment to Caden Wallace without putting too much pressure, because I'm sure he's listening right now.
Of course.
The other thing I wanted to get to, and we'll touch on, obviously I mentioned Julian Fleming, him setting his decision date for May 31st. We're going to get into that a lot deeper in the next segment after a quick break. But James Franklin calling Penn State his calling. And I know that you, like, I read some of the quotes from his WIP interview, and, you know, I do believe him when he's saying he's not really entertaining the NFL, but you seem to believe that he hasn't ruled out other colleges.
Well, in reading through some of the quotes, it seemed like he was saying, I'm not looking to go to the NFL, and that he enjoys the college game.
Educating young men is what he says.
Okay, right. And there's the Penn State calling. I didn't lean too heavily on that part of the quote, meaning he'll be a lifer. I do believe there's a possibility when the time comes. USC was something that was brought up last year. There's no doubt the USC coach is on the hot seat. Things go south there this year. Urban Meyer is the name that keeps coming up. I'm going to ask you this question. Mm. Let's say Urban Meyer's not interested or they can't come up with something. If you're USC, who's the next name you look at? Could it be James Franklin?
I think anybody who's got a position open should be interested in James Franklin, especially one where there's some glory there that had fallen on hard times, because that's where Penn State was when James Franklin had come in. That's what I think he does so well, is that he can quickly build your base of talent to where you want and need it to be and make a relatively quick turnaround if that's what you're looking for. To recruit that area, you know, he would clean up getting recruits there. But I would say this, I just am not on the side of things where I think he's looking for other college opportunities, because I think that Penn State has potential to him to be on the same level as anybody else. And I think he sees most colleges as more or less a lateral move, where it's going to pull him away from where he grew up, away from where his family is, away from the state of Pennsylvania. I don't see another college as a big threat. Me personally, I don't see that as a big threat.
I don't think most colleges would be a threat, but cherry picking, again, I'm not saying, I think he's going to stay at Penn State for all the reasons you mentioned, but I'd be a little scared of you if that USC job opened up.
We'll see, I guess. Agree to disagree for now. We're going to move on. Julian Fleming, we're going to talk about his commitment in a little bit more detail. Stick around.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.